Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Michael McHenry, former big leaguer, AT&T Sports. He joins us on that fan hotline brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall & Capitis. Michael, good morning. How's everything?
Good morning, guys. Man, have I missed you guys. It has been way too long.
Likewise. We just, missed knocking around baseball with you and just talking things. And, you know, Chris and I were talking about this morning, Michael, and whether it's player specific or not, just kind of in general terms, this coronavirus and COVID and guys being diagnosed with it. If you were a player and it was right now in camp and you were out and you were diagnosed with coronavirus and had it, would you disclose that that's what you were out with, or would you say you didn't want the organization to tell people that's what it was?
Me personally, I'd be very transparent. You guys know me. I was always open to the media and willing to kind of share whatever I needed to. So for me, I would have wanted to use the platform I had to share the experience and talk about what was going on, how I was doing, and try to make sure I was very transparent through the whole process. I think there's so much going on in the world right now. You know, some cases are bad, some cases are asymptomatic. Just being able to walk people through your experience, I think, is really important. So for me, yes. I do understand to a certain extent, but, you know, there's only 40, 50 guys on the field. You know, since they have two different fields going on right now, you kind of figure out, okay, this guy probably got tested. He's probably sitting in the hotel or at his apartment waiting to find out if he's going to have two negative tests.
Well, yeah, and if you were still playing, Michael, what would your feelings be about being at the one spot on a baseball field where people are constantly standing right next to each other? I mean, everywhere else on a baseball field, you can practice social distancing, but except if you're a catcher, you got an umpire right over your shoulder and you got a batter right in front of you.
You know, I'm going to use a term my wife always says, never borrow trouble. And I think if we look for it, we almost talk it into existence. So I think, you know, just being back there and just trying to keep it as normal as possible. I know it's not normal. I mean, there's no fans in the stands. You know, the umpire's probably going to have a mask on. He's going to sound like he's muzzled and calls balls and strikes. But at the end of the day, once that first pitch comes in, once you're on that field, you're in between the lines, you're playing baseball. And that was always a freedom for me, and I know it is for a lot of these guys. It's so needed throughout the country, but I also think it's needed for these guys' morale to kind of boost them up and boost the fans up and boost everyone around up.
Michael McHenry joining us here. And I want to circle back to a question. It could be getting redundant, but that's fine. We talked to Matt Clement about this, former big leaguer. We talked to John Wehner, The Rock, about this. People who don't know and haven't been on road trips, they don't understand. And maybe you could speak to this too. Once you get out of the clubhouse, you get on the bus, you go to FBO, you get on that plane, you go to the other city, you go right to the hotel – it's really hard to describe how few people you see on a regular road trip anyway when you travel. Isn't that the case?
Oh, it's so the case. I remember I got my first really nice suit. You know, I'm in the big leagues, my first year. I'm so excited to kind of like, you know, walk around, you know, 20, 24, 25 years old. I didn't see a soul. When we get in late, you get in, you change. You know, if you go to dinner with the guys, you don't have that suit on. Usually you put on a polo or a button-up. So, yeah, I mean, you don't see a lot of people. But it's probably the best way to travel, to keep away from I guess, an excess of people, unless there's people that want autographs. But they even block those people off nowadays. They bury them off when you show up to the hotel. So I think it's the safest form to travel in professional sports across the league. It doesn't matter which sport you're with, to make sure you're keeping a social distance and, you know, just being safe.
AT&T Sportsnet's Michael McHenry with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Let's talk baseball for just a couple of moments, aside from the pandemic, and let's talk about a 60-game season, a sprint, as it were, rather than a marathon of a Major League Baseball season. I'll put you in the shoes of a manager of any team. We won't specify the Pirates, but any ball club. How unorthodox would you allow your managing style, your coaching style to be, knowing that the result of every single game is magnified?
I would coach like I was in the Wild Wild West. I could get shot at any moment. I mean, you got to go at it full steam ahead, make quick moves, be very decisive in what you want to do, probably get very creative. I mean, especially extra innings, runner on second base. You know, the thought is, do you bunt him over? Do you just trust what's going on, trust your hitters to knock him in because he's in scoring position? There's a lot to think about. I think the one thing you're going to see that's very different this year is how the starting pitchers are used and how relievers are used. I think you're going to see more openers, you know, start the game to try to, you know, maybe get that first or second inning out of the way, see the top of the lineup, and then bring in a starter. You're going to see a lot of different things. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think it's going to give every team an opportunity to make the playoffs.
Michael McHenry joining us here, Fan Morning Show. What are we, 9 years? Yesterday was the anniversary of your home run against Marmol. At PNC Park, you were a rookie, breaks a tie in the eighth inning. You know what I remember about that home run, Michael, is that you went around the bases in like 2.5 seconds.
it was the fastest sprint I ever ran, that's for sure.
What do you remember about that moment, though? The place went bonkers.
You know, I literally, you know, going into the July, I was like, man, I don't know if I'm ever going to hit a major league homer. I just felt like it was a gorilla on my back. And then, you know, in that moment, you know, Carlos Marmol, known for his slider, just kept throwing it to me, kept fouling it off. And then I caught it. And that feeling of when you hit a home run, it doesn't even feel like it hits the bat. It just floats off the bat. And then the crowd, the way the crowd, you know, accepted me in Pittsburgh from the get-go, but especially that night, you know, getting a curtain call, running around the bases where I don't think my feet actually touched the ground. And that being my first home run, it's unforgettable. I'll never forget it. It's a moment I like to relive as much as possible. So yesterday when, you know, they were talking about it on social media, you know, it always gives me chills.
Michael, let's put you back in the shoes then, too, also being that young guy. And what's it going to be like this year with basically a little more than a third of a season for some of these young guys to find some sort of development time, whether they're an everyday player like a Kevin Newman or a Brian Reynolds, maybe they're a guy on the fringe of the 30-man roster like a Cole Tucker or a Cabrian Hayes, or maybe a guy that's stuck on the taxi squad down in Altoona. How are those guys going to adjust, do you think? Will they get the most out of a season that looks the way this one's going to?
Yeah, I just think the mindset shifts. Instead of thinking about development, you think about competing. Day in, day out, let's win one day at a time, let's figure it out. And I think about it more like a fall league. I mean, that's kind of how the fan base is going to be, since there's going to be nobody in the stands. It's going to be quiet. The crack of the bat's going to be unbelievably sounding on TV. But I think it's going to be an opportunity for them just to focus on their craft. They get to take all the elements out of it and just really focus on their craft and competing and try to win every day. I mean, the reality of this year is anyone can make the playoffs, so why not the Pirates? I know they're young. I know they don't have Tyon. I know they don't have Archer. There's a lot of question marks. But it's an opportunity where if they get on a good roll, they can absolutely, you know, push into the playoffs.
There was an interesting story yesterday that was not a Pirate story, kind of loosely a Pirate story, but Brock Holt came out and he said, listen, I know my wife is pregnant. I know I have little kids and stuff. I got to play because I'm 32 years old. I don't know when I'm going to get another shot. And I know you know Brock, and he's just a gamer, a guy who will do anything, play any position, go anywhere, do whatever. Is the way baseball going, though, now? Or is there not a place? Are we starting to get away from having a place for Brock Holtz of the world, or maybe Josh Harrison's of the world, or even Frazier's of the world? Or will there always be a place for guys like those with the three true outcomes? Are we getting away from that, though?
No, I think the value of guys like that are incredibly high. I mean, a guy that can shift around the diamond, put a good at bat together constantly, runs the bases well. So I think those guys, Ben Zobrist type, is the best scenario for those guys, you know, being able to sign a $70 million contract because you can play everywhere, put together good at-bats, and be a team leader. So I think those guys will be around forever. The reality of where the game is, if you look across it, there's more guys like Brock Holt than there are like Mike Trout. And that's where the game's kind of shifting because those younger players are coming in earlier and pushing out those utility guys. They see a bench guy being, you know, a 21, 22-year-old instead of that 32-year-old like Brock Holt where you have to pay him, you know, a couple million dollars. So the game's shifting a lot, and that is the reality. I talked to my wife about that recently. He's like, I would have no choice to play. I mean, you know, I was year-to-year most of the time through arbitration and free agency, so about 90% of the league plus, they feel like they have to play. I mean, because they're not going to give you a break because you didn't play. They're going to forget about you. No matter what anybody says, I know it's a pandemic, but the reality of it is we saw this through the talks they had. It is a business. It'll always be a business before they'll think about, a lot of times, even the human being element. So you have to play, even if maybe you're a little bit timid or a little bit scared. Guys need to get out there and play, and it's their livelihood.
Michael McHenry of AT&T Sportsnet with us here on the Fan Morning Show. We kicked this around earlier, Michael. What is a successful season for Gregory Polanco? We thought when he came up and early on in his career that 25 homers, 90 RBIs, 260, 265 would be like a baseline season for this guy, and we have yet to see any of those numbers individually, let alone to line up in one season together. Now, obviously, with the number of games, he's not going to hit 25 homers or drive in 90 runs, but what is a successful season for Gregory Polanco look like this year?
I think the first thing we all should pay attention to is, does he have freedom? Freedom moving in the outfield where he's not timid about running into the right field wall, coming up and making a strong throw to second base to cut off a double, and at the plate just allowing the bat head to fly through the zone. He still looked like he was a little timid in spring training. He's had a couple months to really focus on, you know, getting that shoulder better. I've heard really good things about where he's at and where he's going. So I think seeing him first just have that freedom is really important. After that, the consistency. You know, we saw what he could do, you know, just a couple years ago in the second half of the season, how good he was. I think he had the most extra base hits in right field in the National League. He's got that ability. I think if he can just kind of start to get back to that and we see a glimpse of that, you know, as the season goes along, you can't expect it right out of the gate because he hasn't played in a while. But if as the season's kind of winding down those last 20 games, he's hitting that hot streak again, that's going to be a really good sign for the future of the Pirates.
Michael McHenry, as always, great stuff. Michael, great to talk with you. That means baseball's on its way back. We're going to be getting after it before we know it. We'll talk again soon. Thanks again. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you again in short order, Mike.
Hey, thank you, guys. You as well, and God bless you.
All righty. There he is. Just the best. Love talking to that man about anything, and especially baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.